get famous, as famous as Elvis, as famous as Amos, Michael, Madonna, Mick or Muhammad, Leona or Jackie, Ivana and Donald. They imagine a heaven of self-satisfaction, of power and ego and non-stop action, where give and take become take and take only, and no one's uncertain, God knows, never lonely. God knows, never lonely. Millions of people wanna get famous, as vain as that sounds, how can you blame us? With trillions of people all over the earth, it's getting hard sometimes to know what one life's worth, unless you're king of the Nielsen's, number one on the pop charts, the Times bestseller, the top grossing star. It's easier to justify your sorry plight when you see your big mug on Entertainment Tonight. Entertainment Tonight. Whoa! Gonna be famous, adored, celebrated all over the world, except where I'm hated. Hang out with Jay Leno, reap untold riches, go to all the best parties where I sit and I bitch about friends I forgot, come out of the woodwork to say that they knew me when I was a jerk, and tell me that they love me though they think I'm an asshole, and wait in my house in hopes they'll meet Billy Joel. Yeah, meet Billy Joel. Behind big sunglasses, escape all connection to the lower classes, become an eccentric, the fodder of tabloids, link me in romance with girls I avoid, and sell my good name to the folks who make Pepsi, the national spokesman for acute narcolepsy, and screw up 100 good comeback chances, and die a young death amid sad circumstances. Yeah, them sad circumstances. So take my advice, don't ever get famous. It ain't what it seems, man, I tell you it's lame. It's like living each day in front of a mirror, saying cute little things, hoping someone will hear. You're better off in your rec room, in front of the TV, where everyone's clever and sexy and she-she. It's like some sort of show. We all yearn to see one, but think for a moment, you don't want to be one. No, you don't want to be one.